Hello, this is episode 118.5 of this really ridiculous show we do for you freaks. How do we want to start this one, Hunter? This has to be short. This is an
Well,
album we could do an episode on. But yeah.
we were going to breakfast. When you recently visited me,
About 3 weeks ago, right?
we started talking about, I don't remember how the subject of cryptopsy was begun,
Yeah, I
but
don't
I
either.
remember where we were when we were talking about it. We
I
were
do
about
too.
to crest the Wilmington Island Bridge, and
I call that slitting your guts now. When you go over any bridge in a crest-like manner, it's called slitting the guts, slitting the guts.
sure.
Slit, yeah,
So
so.
we were slitting the guts over the mighty Wilmington,
Right.
and we were musing upon the reasons that neither of us had ever gotten into cryptopsies, none so vile.
Yeah.
And we both tried, right?
Yeah, I heard it back in the day, and then I heard it. I think I sampled it a couple times, the last 10, 15 years, but never a band or an album that I glommed onto. Although there was always this distant respect, especially for the first two, because I knew it well enough,
Yeah.
that I knew that. But no, you and I did not know this 1996 record the way we know it now.
The problem for me is that my entry into the Cryptopsy discography was the Mike DeSalvo era,
Okay.
whose vocals I abhor.
I flat
And
out don't like them. I know that. Not even as a new Cryptopsy fan, which I consider myself, because I want the other two Lord Worm albums now. Like, I'm addicted to that guy. That guy is fantastic. So any Cryptopsy with him, I'm going to be buying. I know that I don't like DeSalvo. Yeah. Not personally, just his hardcore voice just doesn't work.
that's exactly what it is. And so you and I were on our way back, and we were, cutting up as usual.
Oh, yeah.
And we said, "Hey, while we got, 20 or 25 minutes to spare on the drive home, let's check out None So Vile."
It was more like a let's let the music do the talking kind of thing.
It was, you know what, Jeff? I'm tired of talking. Let's let the music do the talking.
Yeah, and Cryptopsy did the rocking.
Boy, Cripsopsy was like, fuck the talking.
Now we might cover this album in full some other time. Let's see how far the Lord Worm era takes us. Maybe we'll do a Lord Worm era Cryptopsy
It,
show at some
well,
point.
let's see where the Lord takes us,
We'll
Jeff.
see. We will follow in the
We will
footsteps
follow in the footsteps of the Lord.
of the Lord Worm. So this is brutal death metal from 1996. And you and I, of course, are 10 years apart. You're 10 years younger. We have different entryways into death metal, but also the same connection and love for it and, mania for decades in our lives now about this stuff. So I had absolutely devoured by 1996 most of what I was going to love about the first and second death metal waves. You know what I mean? So that to me is that span is 84 to 93. And then after that, the genre felt like it kind of hit a wall, like old bands offering material that wasn't as good as before, or new bands just not being as interesting, or that whole like caricature thing of like, I don't want to put it all on internal bleeding, but shit like that, like I was like, fuck this. This is lame. This is just dumb. It seemed reduced to a dumbness. And I was listening to Opeth and Camel and Emperor in 96. So
I was completely uninterested in death metal, but really by 95, for me, I was completely absorbed in Northern European black metal and, all the melancholy and catatonia.
Sentenced and yeah,
Yeah,
over,
sentence.
sure.
And
Yeah.
then, but then also for me, like into like Slap a Hymn, Pessimizer, Theologian, Grind, Underground, punk kind of stuff too.
Sure. I'm going to Dead Can Dance shows in Philadelphia. I'm like getting into Love Spirals Downwards. Like it was interesting
Yeah,
times for
death
both of us,
metal
I
was
think.
not interesting to me at all.
But see, I can't say that. That's the thing that surprises me a little bit is remembering myself in 96, 97. I was still always listening to death metal of some type or the old stuff. But yeah, it just seemed
I was
like
listening to the old stuff.
it was, but it wasn't like, so it wasn't new. You're saying like the 96 current modern albums. It
Yeah,
wasn't anything
I was
we were,
not interested in that at all.
I wasn't either. So here we are 3 weeks ago. I'm 55 years old. And we put on, and you're 45, and I put on Cryptopsy. I think you put it on Spotify for me or something, and we listened to it, and it just hooked us fucking right away. Like, oh, this is an album that's going to go with me to the grave. Like, I'm buying this, like the whole deal.
We
Like, we
were
got,
speechless.
yeah.
Well, and the thing is it's an acknowledged genre classic for most
Yes,
people.
for sure.
And for some reason that escaped us, but now we're converts.
Yeah, I mean, better late than never. And there's a lot to say about it. Again, I'm thinking we should wait for a Lord Worm show so we can talk about everybody involved in the band. Like Eric Langlois is an amazing bassist and now one of my favorites. Like, that guy's great. The sample that ends the album from Evil Dead 3 Army of Darkness.
Run home and cry to mama.
It's humorous. It's funny. It's levity. And you're like, wow, that's an interesting move on an album this fucking pitch black brutal and
I love that
technical.
movie.
Do you? Yeah,
Oh
I thought we haven't
God,
talked.
I love Bruce Campbell.
There you
Period.
go. There you go. Yeah, it was interesting. And isn't the sample that it opens with another Evil Dead or another Campbell? Okay. And of course, Flo, the drummer. But Lord Worm, man, I just, man, we said in the car that day when we were slitting the gut that
We were busting a gut,
we were busting a gut. We were busting a
both
gut.
from laughter and amazement, and also gastric rupture from the food that we ate.
Yeah. All that was happening, yes. But just Lord Worm, I said to you, I turned to you, I'm like, dude, this is Sylvain Houde level. You know? You've never heard me say that about probably any vocalist since you've known me. So, and he's Canadian, and it's just like, oh, another great early Cataclysm album, kind of, but it's Cryptopsy. You know what I mean? Like,
It's just as chaotic, but somehow more organized.
yeah. Well, okay. You know what? We're going to shove off a Cryptopsy episode and do a longer thing. This was a test run. So thanks for listening to the 0.5. We'll see you next time for episode 119 on the fucking champs.
I do that rather well, don't you think?